A couple of verses I'm just going to quickly talk about are verse 4. And again, I'm going to change one of the words just in case. So their deeds do not permit them to return to their God. A spirit of unfaithfulness is in their heart. They do not acknowledge the Lord. And verse 13. When Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah his sores, then Ephraim turned to Assyria and sent to the great king for help. But he is not able to cure you, not able to heal your sores. So Andrew was talking about false gods and worshipping other gods besides God, besides the true God. And I want to talk a bit about how that hardens our hearts. So if we are worshipping other gods and doing things that God doesn't want us to do, such as the deeds that Israel was doing, that hardens our hearts. And it means that we can't listen to God. It means we can't do what he says. So I'm going to ask for a bit of audience participation now, just to get you all ready. So we want to think about ways that we can make our hearts soft. So instead of making our hearts hard and not being able to do what God says, we want to know how we can make our hearts soft. So I'd like to ask the audience, that is you guys, how you think we can make our hearts soft. Make them with cotton wool. That is very soft. That is how you can get a soft heart. Benedict?
Put a pillow in them.
Put a pillow in them. Another great way.
Make them with soft mats.
Make them with soft mats. Thank you. Make them with Andrew's hair. Andrew's hair is very soft. Can attest to that. Yeah? So, apart from all the soft materials we can make our hearts out of for them to be soft, what are things that we can perhaps do to make our hearts soft?
Be obedient.
Be obedient. Yes, thank you. Spend time in worship. Yeah, we had a good time of worship just now.
Be thankful.
Be thankful. Yeah. Forgiving. Yeah, that makes our hearts soft. Yeah. Oh, Val. Yes. Yeah. So helping others instead of just thinking of yourself, that means your heart is soft because you're doing things for other people. Thank you. Yeah. Other ones that I thought of was listening to God's word or reading God's word. So spending time in his presence. God is the best softener of hearts, and especially God's love. So asking God to soften our hearts is definitely the best way. We're now going to demonstrate this by, if you would like to look above you, here is a stone heart. It is a hard heart. It is idolizing other things. It's bad. It's not good. So, in that case, we need to hit it with God's love in order to soften it. So if anybody would like to soften the heart, come forward. Okay. Pinata. Watch your heads, everybody. Just make way. Okay. Stop. Okay. Follow me, everybody. Follow me, everybody. Okay. Okay. You have to step back, everybody. Ben's going to go first. So, spin around 3 times. That was once. Twice. 3 times. Okay. Now try and hit the pinata. Watch out, Katie. Stand back, everybody. Stand back. Bethan is the line. Stand behind the line. Way! Well, good job. Good job. Katie? Yep. Spin round 3 times. So put this on the floor. Put that on the floor. Spin round it 3 times. Spin round. 1, 2, 3. Now try and whack the pinata. Mind your heads. Hey! Joe, you can go next. Way! Go on, pass it on. You don't have to spin around this time. You can just whack it. Well, don't whack the people behind you. Try going from that direction. There you go. Woo! Good job. So worked it out. There's a big hole on the top, so just tip it upside down. Oh, mind the heads, Benaya. Hey! Next one, Isabel. Oh! Vincent? Vincent, do you want to go? Or Nathaniel? Do you want to go? Come on. I'll do it with you. Remember, don't whack anyone's head. So we're softening our hearts. This is God's love. Breaking the shell of our hearts.
Come on.
Ooh, so sweet.
It's going good.
And these are the soft, soft goodies inside. When we get a soft heart, it's... You can see the analogy. Thank you, everybody. We're now gonna sing another old age worship song. So if you can stand to your feet.